Okay, we are now going to continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid and Hay. So Mishnah Dalid is going to discuss, what if you plant something in middle of a vine in middle of some other area, meaning you're not planting in middle of a kerem. So Gevin Shinatua Begas Obaneka, you plant a grapevine in middle of a wine press or in middle of some sort of a crack in the ground, a cleft in the ground it was just a natural crack that happens in the ground that could have a little bit width and depth to it, so it has some space inside of it where you might want to plant something. So you want to plant seeds inside the wine press. Again, a wine press is like we saw previously, is like a depression in the ground in the middle of a field. So you want to plant in the wine press, or you want to plant in this hole in the ground. Nosin la avodasa, you have to give the grapevine a 6 tefach area around it. And then you could plant with other things inside that wine press or inside that hole in the ground, because it's just one vine, and that's the halacha. We've seen many times already that only if it's just one vine and it's not a vineyard, you don't need to be marchik dalet amos. So even though the grapevine is growing over here inside the ground, which is surrounded by walls, so you might think, how could you plant a vine and other things all inside this little cleft in the ground? That's going to look like klayim. Nah, it's not klayim, because it's one vine, and you're keeping it 6 tefachim apart when you plant other things in there. So that's perfectly fine. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, "Imein sham arba amos," that unless there's 4 amos by 4 amos of space inside that wine press or inside that cleft in the ground, there has to be a significant area of space. Lo yavi zara l'sham. Then you're not allowed to plant something else over there. But if the wine press or the cleft is 4 amos by 4 amos wide, then you could just be marchik 6 tefachim, because then it looks like an independent area. Meaning Rabbi Yossi holds that if you have a kerem that's surrounded by walls, the empty space between the edge of the kerem and the wall that surrounds the kerem is unless it's big enough to that it's considered chashva space on its own, he says that you're not allowed to plant there. So Rabbi Yossi would say the same would apply when you have a single vine. If it's surrounded by a wall, because it's in a hole in the ground, or it's in a wine press, so then it's considered to be batel to that vine, unless it's big enough that it's 4 amos by 4 amos, and then you just follow the normal being marchik 6 tefachim. So again, fundamental machlokas, you have a hole in the ground, like a cleft in the ground, or like a gas, so and you want to plant a vine there, and you want to plant something else there. So Tanakhama says, no problem, just keep them 6 tefachim apart from each other. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, only if the hole in the ground is 4 amos by 4 amos. But less than that, you're not allowed to plant anything together with the vine. And then the Mishnah says, v'abayish ha-bekerem zor betocho. If you happen to have a house right in the middle of a vineyard, then you can plant whatever you want inside that house. V'lo amrinan, says the Bar Tanura, ha'ol v'agafana makifim oso me'arba ruchos v'enem achitzos mo'ilos. We're not going to say that since there's vineyard around the house on all four sides, that the mechitzos are not going to be enough to separate it. No, the mechitzos are enough to separate it, because it's a house. So a house is clearly an independent entity inside the vineyard, and that would be no problem to plant. Mishnah Hay now. So Mishnah Hay is a complicated Mishnah. It's not really complicated, don't get nervous, but if you learned a little bit of geometry in elementary school or high school, that would be useful in Mishnah Hay. But also, if you look at the Bar Tanura over here, it's like a long Bar Tanura, because the Bar Tanura has what seems to be an overly complicated explanation of the Mishnah, and therefore we're going to follow the explanation of the Tosfos Yom Tov in this Mishnah, which is a little more simple and a little more direct, even though maybe la halacha a little more difficult to understand. But we're going to follow the Tosfos Yom Tov rather than the Bar Tanura, and the Mishnah reads as follows: Hanoter Yerek Bakerim. If you plant vegetables in a kerem, so that's a no-no. You're not allowed to do that. But the problem is, it's going to aser some of the vines that are near those vegetables. How many of the vines is it going to aser? How much of the kerem is it in fact going to aser? Oh, mekayim, or you see vegetables growing in your vineyard and you leave it there. You're mekayim it bekerem. So it's nichle. You just allow it to grow. So that also is a problem, and it's going to aser the vines in the area. But how many vines? mekadesh arba'im v'chamish gefanim. That's going to answer the 45 vines that are around that yarek, that are planted around that yarek. Why the 45 vines that are around that yarek? Because we assume that rows of vines are planted four amos apart from each other. So if you have a standard vineyard where rows of vines are four amos apart from each other, so anything within 16 amos in all directions is going to be aser. So you take a compass and you set it at 16 amos apart and you draw that circle. And anything that's within that circle, that's within 16 amos from the central point of the circle, is going to be aser. So if you have vines planted four amos apart from each other, you will find that will include 45 separate vines in that 16 amos circle. So it's mekadesh arba'im v'chamish kafanim emasai. But when is that true? That's only bizman shayim netuos al arba arba o al chamish chamish. That's the difficult line of the Mishnah. Meaning to say that when it's arba arba, when they're four amos apart from each other, that will include 45 vines. That is mathematically, geometrically correct. But the Mishnah went on to say, or if they're five amos apart from each other, that if they're five amos apart from each other, it's also going to aser 45 vines. Not really. Meaning if you were to measure 16 amos from the central point of that circle, and the vines are all five amos apart from each other, you will find that it will only include 37 vines in that circle, and that should be aser. So here's what the Tos Yamtuv says. Yeah, but when someone looks at a vineyard where the vines are planted five amos apart from each other, they cannot easily tell that they're five amos apart and not four amos apart from each other. That's close enough for people to make a mistake. So if someone sees that you've planted something and they're five amos and the vines are what he believes to be four amos apart from each other, even though they're really five, and then they see you uproot 37 vines, they're going to think that you always uproot only 37 vines, even when they're really four amos apart from each other. So that's why if they're either four or five amos apart from each other, where at least it gives the impression that the vines are planted within four amos of each other, you need to remove 45 vines from that kerem. But hayim netuos al sheish sheish al sheva sheva. But if they're planted six amos or seven amos apart from each other, anyone with the naked eye can take a look at such a kerem and see that they're in fact not planted four amos apart from each other. So then harizah mekadesh sheish sheish al kol ruach. Then it's only going to aser the vines within that 16 amos circle that you draw around the area. So it's going to be, you know, you have to figure out what the numbers are going to be, whatever's going to be within the 16 amma circle that's around that area. Agulos v'lomarubaos. And the way we measure the 16 amos, and this probably should have been said earlier in the Mishnah, is by drawing a circle, not by making a square. Meaning we don't make a square around the space where you plant something else with a square with 16 amma sides. We draw a circle with a 16 amma radius, and that's how we measure whatever vines are included. So it's going to be obviously fewer vines in a circle than inside of the square around it. So whatever vines are included are going to be aser. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Dalet we learned that if you have a single vine planted inside of a cleft in the ground or inside of a wine press, so Tanakama says it's no problem, just leave six tefachim of space and plant something else. Rabbi Yossi says no, you can only do that if the cleft in the ground is four amos by four amos. If it's less than that, then you're not allowed to plant anything else. But if you have a house right in the middle of a vineyard, then for sure you're allowed to plant whatever you want in the house. And Mishnah Hay taught us that if you have klayim, if you have some other min growing inside your vineyard, it's going to aser the 16 amma radius circle around it. However many vines are included in that 16 amma radius. And the only case where we could be even more machmir than that is if the vines are planted five amos apart from each other. So then it's going to aser what would have been in a 16 amma radius circle had they been four amos apart from each other. It's going to aser 45 vines and not 37 vines. And but once they're further apart from each other, then we go back to just the 16 amma radius circle. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah of Vav.